Oh, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. The Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtrack says it's time for the calendar, and a lot of stuff going on in the calendar. Don't forget, this is Halloween weekend, so there are a lot of things going on that maybe people don't want you to know about. If I were you, I would be wary, wary, wary on Halloween weekend. I would. Ghoulies and ghosties and things that go bump in the night. You know me, I just stay home and pull out the old-time radio stuff and listen to Arch Obler and The Shadow and Inner Sanctum and The Quiet Please and the Dark Fantasy and stuff like that. I love to just my imagination, just let it run wild. Watch old reruns of The Twilight Zone and One Step Beyond and Great Ghost Tales and all those kinds of things. Halloween. Old movies with Bela Lugosi and Boris Karloff and Claude Rains and Lon Chaney and all those guys. Anyway, that's what's going on this weekend. A lot of stuff going on this weekend. I'm sure there are a lot of showings of Rocky Horror Picture Show and that kind of stuff. All righty? Okay, let's go to next weekend, okay? That'll make it a lot easier. First Saturday Dance. The first Saturday Dance is in Ellensburg at the Hal Holmes Community Center. I love that place. Love to perform there. Love to do all kinds of stuff there. They're having their first Saturday Dance. First Saturday Dance at the Fairhaven Library. This is the whole Balkan thing. I can't even think of who's sponsoring the thing now, but they do a Balkan night. They do like a lot of Eastern European stuff. And it's fun stuff. And they've implemented that thing. It's a fairly new series. Started this last spring. So that's the Fairhaven Library Auditorium for Eastern European and Balkan dancing, okay? Alrighty, first Saturday Dance in Port Angeles at the Black Diamond Community Center there out on Black Diamond Road. They have a first Saturday dance. Lots and lots and lots of first Saturday dances. Riley and Maloney are doing their last concert in Seattle, Washington. Their last show before they hang it all up. And that'll be at the Town Hall there. And you can go to their website and figure out how to get tickets. And that'll be an interesting show. Riley and Maloney have been a mainstay. Even when they broke up, they were a mainstay. And they came back and they've done reunions and everything because they actually kind of broke up in 1989. But they've been getting back together and doing some things. But they've been around since the 70s. Riley and Maloney. Okay. On November the 5th at the Town Hall. Alrighty. And then we move on into November the 6th. It's Indian Night. There's an Indian Night dinner there on the WSU campus sponsored by the Indian Student Association. I was asked to plug that, and I will on November the 6th. They might have tickets at the door. I think it starts at 5 in the Compton Union Building Senior Ballroom. Yes, indeed. And then we move on into the next weekend, the weekend of the 12th and 13th. And oh my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Heidi Muller going to be in Moscow at the Moscow Unitarian Church there on 2nd and Van Buren. I don't know if that's a 7 o'clock or a 7:30 concert. I really don't know. No one's told me. But show up at 7 and that way you can talk to the sound man and stuff. Okay? Anyway, it's probably in the website for both. Heidi Muller has a website and you can probably find it on her website. And also, the Unitarian Church in Moscow has a website, I'm sure. Alrighty. Also, again, they will be in the Tri-Cities on the 19th of November at the Unitarian Universalist Church there in Pasco, Washington. So Heidi Muller, two gigs, Moscow the 12th of November and Pasco the 19th of November, selling this new album, Hurricane Creek. Maybe it's up Hurricane Creek. Anyway, brand new album, some great stuff, a songwriter's album, she says. So there you go. And of course, on the 12th and 13th, the Spokane Folklore Society Folk Festival. And I believe they told me it was the 23rd one. I've sung it most all of them. And it's a wonderful, wonderful festival. Mary Hartman and Trillium 239. That's Mary Hartman and Michelle Cameron and Jen and Humphrey. They're going to be there on Saturday, I believe at 5 or 5.30. Show up at 5 because there's other good music if, you know, if they haven't started playing yet. But they're going to be there on Saturday. All kinds of folks going to be there. Oh, my gosh. Carter Junction, that brand new group. He does kind of more of an Appalachian thing, kind of a Johnny Cash thing, country thing. And she does Celtic harp and Celtic this. And she has an amazing voice. Carter Junction. It's Clinton and Sarah. They're going to be there on Sunday. I will be there on Sunday. There on the 13th of November. At the Spokane Community College campus there on, what is that, Mission and Green? Someplace like that out there. Free festival. Fun stuff. They work very, very, very hard. And they make it all work. Alrighty. So there you go. Lots and lots of good stuff happening. And of course, there are still some dances. There's second Saturday dances. Ooh, there's a wonderful dance happening. I believe it's on the 18th of December in Yakima. I'm going to tell you more about this. This is this folk, this trio from the Bear Creek Trio from, or the Great Bear Trio or something from Massachusetts. I'm going to tell you more about this because this is worth thinking about if you're into contra dancing. I'll talk about it next week because it's cool stuff. And I believe it's, I can't remember if it's November. I believe it's November the 18th, which would be Friday. So I'll tell you more about that because that'll be awesome. Anyway, good stuff going on in these areas. Heidi and Bob and the big Spokane Folklore Society Folk Festival. I'm not doing anything. I'm doing Bootsers on the 19th of November. I don't have a lot of gigs lined up. Lots in the spring, though. Ooh, lots in the spring. Alrighty, so where are we at here? A little more Johnny Cash. This was that there were five or six albums that came out just called Cash that Rick Rubin produced from whatever group he was from. I can't remember, some metal group. Anyway, he produced this album, produced all these Johnny Cash albums, and they were all just called Cash. Cash volumes 1 through 6, I believe. Anyway, here's the Tennessee Stud.
Back about 18 and 25, I left Tennessee very much alive. I never would have made it through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been riding on a Tennessee stud. Had some trouble with my sweetheart's paw. One of her brothers was a bad outlaw. I wrote a letter to my Uncle Fudd, and I rode away on a Tennessee stud. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood. There never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Drifted on down into no man's land, across the river called the Rio Grande. Raced my horse with the Spaniard's foal till I got me a skin full of silver and gold. Me and the gambler, we couldn't agree. We got in a fight over Tennessee. I pulled our guns and he fell with a thud, and I rode away on the Tennessee stud. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood. There never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. I rode right back across Arkansas. I whipped her brother and I whipped her paw. I found that girl with the golden hair. She was riding on a Tennessee mare. Pretty little baby on the cabin floor, a little horse colt playing round the door. I love the girl with the golden hair, and the Tennessee stud loves a Tennessee mare. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood. There never was a horse like the Tennessee stud.
Ancestors, they came to the land of liberty to free themselves from shame. 160 acres, a booming farm back then, plowed the land with horse and hand and made the country strong. Well, thank God for the rain, it makes the dry land grow. Though some folks call it a pain, but Lord, that just ain't so. Well, I've seen wonders happen from a thunderclap or two. How it works I'll never understand, but thank God for the rain. Now 1,600 acres my brother and I sold. With corn and beans we rotate, try to make the soil grow. Now tractors, planters, combines do the work of 16 men. My folks would call me lazy, but I worked just as hard as they did then. Well, thank God for the rain, makes the dry land grow. Though some folks call it a pain, but Lord, that just ain't so. Well, I've seen wonders happen from a thunderclap or two. How it works I'll never understand, thank God for the rain. Well, I've worked so hard these last few years, but it's just been too dry. Sad to see my father's dream just barely gets me by. If I live a good life, the Lord will bless this seed. Come through with the sun and rain and give us what we need. Well, thank God for the rain, it makes the dry land grow. Though some folks call it a pain, Lord, that just ain't so. I've seen wonders happen from a thunderclap or two. How it works I'll never understand, but thank God for the rain. I've seen wonders happen from a thunderclap or two. How it works I'll never understand, but thank God for the rain. How it works I'll never understand, but thank God for the rain.
with the twilight colors falling and the evening laying shadows. Hidden memories come stealing from my mind, and I feel my own heart beating out the simple joy of living, and I wonder how I ever was that kind. But the wild road I was rambling was always out there calling, and you said 100 times I should have died. Then you reached down and touched me and lifted me up with you, so I believe it was a road I was meant to ride. I'm like a soldier getting over the war. I'm like a young man getting over his crazy days, like a bandit getting over his lawless ways. I don't have to do that anymore. I'm like a soldier getting over the war. There are nights I don't remember, and pain it's been forgotten, and a lot of things I choose not to recall. There are faces that come to me in my darkest secret memories, faces that I wish would not come back at all. But in my dreams, parade of lovers from the other times and places, there's not one that matters now, no matter who. I'm just thankful for the journey, and that I survived the battles, and that my spoils of victory is you. I'm like a soldier getting over the war. I'm like a young man getting over his crazy days, like a bandit getting over his lawless ways. Every day gets better than the day before. I'm like a soldier getting over the war.
Used to spend time with his children when they'd come home from school every day. Before he would go to work second shift, he'd help them with homework, and sometimes they'd play baseball out in the yard. If it was raining, they'd sit and play cards. But then there was trouble at the steel mill. One night there were sirens and lights. People were screaming and shouting. Somebody started a fight. Now Daddy's home more than before, but he doesn't play much anymore. It's Christmas in Mansfield, Ohio. Children are snuggled in bed, but there are no visions of sugar plums dancing. It's questions that fill up their heads. The company boarded up windows, put a fence all the way around the mill. Told union workers they couldn't come back, that all of their jobs had been filled by people from out of the state. Then the company locked up the gates. And it's 17 years at the steel mill to provide for his family's needs. But the company, it seems, cares less about people and more about profits and greed. So it's up with the burn barrels and signs, make a stand on the old picket line. us in Mansfield, Ohio. The children are snuggled in bed. There are no visions of sugar plums dancing. It's questions that fill up their heads. The Union is still in lockout. More than 2 years have gone by. First Christmas was tough, donations came in. Well, that seemed to keep everyone's spirits high. And Daddy did odd jobs in town. He refused to let his family down. But it's Christmas once more down in Mansfield. There isn't even much snow. Nobody's counting on charity. It seems that was used up a long time ago. But somewhere Dad found a small tree, and he hung up the lights carefully. It's Christmas in Mansfield, Ohio. Children are snuggled in bed. There are no visions of sugar plums dancing. It's questions that fill up their heads. Then the women of steel from the Steelworkers Union brought toys for the girls and the boys. Firemen's Union from somewhere downstate brought turkeys and hams, and they filled up the plate with cheers and good tidings for all. It's Christmas in a steel union hall. Well, Daddy looked down at his children, and he smiled with sorrow and pride. Then he sat down on the union hall floor, put his face in his hands, and he started to cry. Though he had been strong now for years, he just couldn't hold back the tears. God bless these workers and families, for the road that they travel is long. And as they stand up for what they believe, well, God grant them courage and help them along. Let the spirit of hope still shine bright as the stars down on Mansfield that night. It's Christmas in Mansfield, Ohio, but the children laugh and they play. Nobody here can forget about troubles. Maybe they'll set them aside for one day. It's Christmas in Mansfield, Ohio. The children laugh and they play. Nobody here can forget about troubles. Maybe they'll set them aside for one day and remember the kindness they found this Christmas in a steel mill town. Give thanks for the kindness they found this Christmas in a steel mill town.
I'd like to do a song now written by a friend of ours from back in Canada who isn't here tonight. It's called Four Strong Winds by Ian Tyson.
Four strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high. All those things that don't change, come what may. If the good times are all gone, then I'm bound for moving on. I'll look for you if I'm ever back this way. Think I'll go out to Alberta. The weather's good there in the fall. I got some friends I could go working for. Still, I wish you'd change your mind if I ask you one more time. But we've been through that 100 times or more. 4 strong winds that blow lonely, 7 seas that run high. All those things that don't change, come what may. But the good times are all gone, so I'm bound for moving on. I'll look for you if I'm ever back this way. If we get there before the snow flies, are looking good, you could meet me if I sent you down the fair. But by then it would be winter, not too much for you to do. And those winds sure can blow cold way out there.
To the band and all the fellas. 2, 3, 4, 1. Such a night. Such a night. Sweet confusion under the moonlight. Such a night. Such a night. Just trying to steal you away from him. Oh. Why just give a little beat? You told me we could slip away down the dark end of the street. Baby, you came here with my best friend Jim. Yeah, I am just trying to steal you away from him, baby. If I
don't do it, somebody else will. If I don't do it, somebody else will. If I don't do it, somebody else will. If I don't do it, somebody else will.
Yeah.
Oh, the Katie McNally Trio. You know, I am not together at all. I missed the break in the second hour, and I'm late on the break in this hour. Just not break-oriented. We have to take a break. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We'll be back in 40 seconds.
Northwest Public Radio receives program support from listeners like you and from Howard Hughes Appliance in Moscow. A selection of LG appliances for refrigeration, cooking, and cleanup can be seen at the showroom, open Monday through Saturday. Howard Hughes also offers product delivery, installation, and maintenance. Online at howardhughesappliance.com.
Cloudy skies and showers today, with high temperatures in the upper 50s. Pullman is expecting a high of 54, Lewiston 59. More rain tonight with low temperatures dropping into the lower 40s. Look for the rain to continue tomorrow and through the middle of next week. So prepare for a wet Halloween.
Well, it started with fish, and I wish I made it a carnival show. Through the line and low, and the man said, whoa, whoa, and won the prize. Was the fish with the silver eyes, was a lovely sight, but it never seemed right. Oh, it never seemed right. No, it never seemed right. Bugs in a jar and cougars in a zoo, hamsters in a cage for a better view. We were watching them, but they were watching too. And it never seemed right. No, it never seemed right. There was a parakeet, couldn't sleep for the noise that bird would make. How his cage would shake, he was smart, and his blue was the summer sky. The sky he'd never fly till the day he'd die. But it never seemed right. It never seemed right. No, it never seemed right. Bugs in a jar and cougars in a zoo, hamsters in a cage for a better view. We were watching them, but they were watching too. And it never seemed right. No, it never seemed right. Some things you know deep in your soul, though you may not understand. Some things you feel are more than real when you hold them in your hand. There are those who tell their story. There are those who never care. It was a frightened kid, hid in the car that was headed north. Of course they found him out, heard the border guard shout. And he felt rough hands as they grabbed him tight. He was in jail by night, but it didn't seem right. Oh, it never seemed right. You know, it never seemed right. Bugs in a jar and cougars in a zoo, hamsters in a cage for a better view. We were watching them, but they were watching too. And it never seemed right. No, it never seemed right. Oh, it never seemed right. No, it never seemed right. Leaves go dancing as the great wind takes them down. Colors brightest just before they hit the ground. Oh, no one who lives like summer. Colors flashing, dazzling all, but always in the end the sorrow. Crystals magnify. Moons on shadow, resting on an ebbing tide. Hides her face in quilts and feathers, afraid to go beyond her door. Life and love she's tucked in journals, does not dare to ask for more. Gently, happy the tree that will not bend. Let the cool earth hold your sorrow. Spring will come again, come again, come again. Leaves go dancing as the great wind takes. Just before they hit the ground. I know one who lives like summer. Colors flashing, dazzling warm. Always in the end the sorrow, with the wind that brings the fall.
That coming down the track, it's making smoke, hell of a racket, chugging up along the coast. Freight car, coach and tenders, city's broke, smoke and cinders, only train that can boast. To go north from Milwaukee, depending on the tide. All the way to Westerville, just a little ride on the clamshell line. Milwaukee, Seaview, Long Beach, and flips into in a place that flag 'em down. Fisher folk and city spenders, stacks of wood for the tender. When will we get to town? They go north from Milwaukee, depending on the tide. All the way to Westerville, just a little ride on the clamshell line. Farmer Browns and Rubbernecks, they ride the train to see the wrecks that sometimes come ashore. Folks come from far away, Portland Town, Elliott Bay, to see the wonders there before. They go north from Milwaukee, depending on the tide. All the way to Westerville, just a little ride on the clamshell line. Astoria steamer comes to town, if it don't run aground, depending on the tide. Schedules change with the lunar, no you can't get there sooner, just enjoy the ride. And go north from Milwaukee,
depending on the tide. All the way to Westerville, just a little ride. On the clamshell line.
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 Oh, the Whateverly Brothers, Tales from the Bar, songs from the northern, from the lower Columbia, Astoria and Il Waco and all those places. Oh, my gosh. It's one of Mary Garvey's projects, of which she does many. And she does the Salmon Run projects and the Immigration projects and the Northwestern Tug projects. And this one, the lower Columbia, songs from the lower Columbia. That would be down there. Down there, way down there on the west side, way down there towards the Oregon-Washington border there, Astoria and Ocean Shores and all that stuff down there. Well, and we heard Katie McNally Trio. Love the Katie McNally Trio. And then this wonderful album that just sort of crops up in my catalog every so often. It just shows up, The Long Way Home from Linda Allen, which came out about 10, 12 years ago. And it's just a wonderful little album. Yes, indeed. Great album. Well, I hope you have fun with ghosties and ghoulies and things that go bump in the night this weekend. Don't you be forgetting now, next weekend, there's first Saturday dances all over the place. The Balkan Dance at the Fairhaven Library Auditorium in Bellingham. And then the Port Angeles Dance there out on Black Diamond Road at the Black Diamond Center. And that first Saturday dance in Ellensburg in November, the very first one at the Hal Holmes Community Center. Woonjong Shin doing the playlists. Email me at D's and Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu, or call me at 509-332-5047. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you, and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks. And they ain't nobody else's. They're your roads. You take them right and take them where you want to take them. All right, we're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. Until then, the show is history. We're out of here. I want to thank Jesse Jacobs and all the folks that helped. See ya. Bye.